AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. An angry President Biden's lashed out at Special Prosecutor Robert Hur over his report claiming Mr. Biden's significant memory loss. CBS's Weijia Jiang.
The White House is on damage control after that report described President Biden's memory as, quote, hazy and poor. The president insisting that he is the most qualified person to lead this country.
Donald Trump's won GOP caucuses in Nevada and the U.S. Virgin Islands on the heels of Supreme Court arguments over whether his name can remain on the Colorado ballot. Correspondent Jan Crawford.
They have fast-tracked this case. Obviously, it's a momentous case, so it's one we would think we would get at the end of June, you know, when they have all the big decisions. Not here. I would expect a decision potentially in a week or two.
Vladimir Putin tells the Tucker Carlson Network he's willing to negotiate the release of a Wall Street Journal reporter, but still believes Evan Gershkovich guilty.
He was caught red-handed when he was secretly getting confidential information.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It's never happened before. A tornado touched down in February for the first time ever in Wisconsin last night. Storm spotters are confirming tornado touchdowns in Green Rock and Jefferson counties in south-central Wisconsin. Damage is widespread. A bipartisan bill to ban deepfake audio and video from political ads in Wisconsin is moving through the state legislature. Beloit Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer at a committee hearing yesterday.
This is kind of that starting point that I think everybody can agree we should get in place ahead of this year's election that isn't going to be overly burdensome, that isn't going to go too far. Maybe it doesn't go far enough, we'll see, but it's a good place to start.
The bill would impose $1,000 fines on the makers of ads that use artificial intelligence but don't disclose it. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. An Amber Alert has been issued by the Green Bay Police Department for four young children. Genesee Hargrove, age 7, Jada Hargrove, age 6, True Ward, age 4, and Journey Hargrove, age 1. All four are American Indian and have black hair and brown eyes. The three older children have facial pigmentation. They are considered missing and endangered. Two of the children suffer from medical conditions that require daily medication. They are believed to be with 34-year-old Deanna Ward and 57-year-old Diana Halfaday. Both women are American Indian or Alaskan Native with brown hair and eyes. Police do not know what form of transportation they're using. If you have any information or you spot them, contact your local law enforcement. Mayor Shane Blazer has proclaimed February 11th, 211 Day in Wisconsin Rapids. The day celebrates United Way's 211 service, giving residents access to resources and services in their county. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock, got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together, with us, and we are going to be joined right now by not only the best listeners in radio, but our good friend Brittany Merlot with our weather. Brittany, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good. Hope the rest of the state is doing well. We had our first ever February tornado recorded along Dane and Rock County last night.
Yes, we sure did. Unfortunately, very, very rare event happening there. Judah down south saw a funnel cloud. Albany, reports of it being touched down. Evansville, Fulton, Edgerton. And then even the storm crossed over I-39 and headed towards Fort Atkins and then pushed over into Waukesha and towards Milwaukee. Now, it wasn't tornado warned in towards the city of Waukesha and Milwaukee, but definitely damage being reported into Evansville, Fulton. Roofs ripped off homes, trailers destroyed, trees snapped, power lines down. It's crazy for winter.
Yeah, that's just it for winter. And it doesn't seem like it just feels like every other day you and I are going to be having these kind of conversations of like, whoa, I didn't even we never had this during winter, or I didn't see that one coming or something like that. It's going to be interesting. Brittany, yeah. We've got a very important weekend this weekend. It's the Super Bowl. We need good weather for the Super Bowl. Will we be inside watching it? Yes, but we still want good weather. What is it going to look like?
Well, we're just going to have to deal with adjusting temperatures. So today we're holding pretty steady right now in the upper 30s. We're not going to drop or rise too much, but the wind's still breezy up to 25 miles per hour. So it's going to feel more like the mid-20s today. So we'll have to thicken our blood a little bit as the colder temperatures are here. We'll hit the mid-30s tomorrow, but it'll be mostly sunny. The winds will start to calm down ever so slowly. Then by Sunday, it's going to be bright, beautiful, barely any winds, sunshine, mid-30s. It's going to be a good Super Bowl weather.
Excellent. Perfect. So
in my, who are we rooting for, by the way? Can I ask?
I honestly don't have anybody in the race, I'll say, but I like Patrick Mahomes, and I like the Chiefs a bit, so I'm kind of leaning for them, but I'm not going to be upset if San Francisco wins or anything. I just want to see it. I'm boring about this. I want to see a good game. I hope they go out there and have fun. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of indifferent too, but I'm an Andy Reid fan, so
yes,
I'd like
Andy
to see
Reid.
Kansas,
yeah, I would
Kansas
like
City
to
win.
See that, yeah. Do you have somebody, any rooting interest in this one?
Well, I've just really had it with the 49ers. You know, they always beat the Packers, so I'm
okay.
over them.
There we go.
So,
yes.
Kansas City all the way.
right on. Hopefully we'll be able to celebrate it on Monday. Either way, we will talk to you then. Have a great weekend, Brittany.
You too. Thank you.
Best in the business right there. Love Brittany. She's best. Thanks so much for the weather forecast all week long, Brittany. She'll be joining us on Monday for more. Terry and I got our work cut out for us. We got a lot to do today.
Oh, boy.
We are going to get into not only El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club in just a little bit, and after our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Terry, you weren't here for this. Culvers signed re-up with us, so we are going to have them for the whole
year.
Big thank you to Wisconsin Rapids Culvers for sponsoring with us, and really Culvers in general. You have a Culvers near you. You've got a Culvers that puts back in your community. I feel very strongly about that. That's pretty cool that they've always done that.
Yeah, they are. They're awesome.
We're also going to get into, is your TV ready for the big game? Is it ready for the Super Bowl? Not you. Is your TV ready?
I mean, if not, you've got 2 days to buy one.
Yeah. It's National Pizza Day. We got to talk about that a little bit, too. Get into that one. Have a little bit of entertainment news for you in the 9 o'clock hour. Christian Bale is doing something kind of cool. Want to do our last roundup of Super Bowl ads. And we'll let you know what's new on your small screen this weekend. Got some other fun things to get into as well. Want to touch on with you. Terry, we had some great articles come up while you and I weren't doing shows together and everything. So we've got some things to touch on there.
Should that scare me when you save? When you save stuff, if I'm not here for 2 weeks and you save stuff, should I be scared?
Absolutely. 100%. We're looking forward to getting into a lot of these things. But Terry, I wanted to actually start things off with you about the United Way. We heard in Melissa's news break there that we have 2-1-1 day coming up.
Yeah. So, you know, just to coin the February 11th,
yeah,
right? 2-1-1.
Yeah,
so
it's
a great opportunity to really just focus and remind the community that if you have a need of any kind, it could be, you know, you're looking for some kind of support group for something, or maybe you want to know where you could donate stuff. Mm-hmm. You can call 2-1-1 for any of those, you know, really anything, either of those and anything in everything in between. So we are fortunate enough to host a local contact center. So we have a 2-1-1 contact center within our United Way. And we answer calls here locally 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. And then all of the rest of the time, so we call it after hours, is handled by a large contact center elsewhere in the state. And so we just feel like we're very fortunate and positioned to, you know, really help connect people with what their needs might be. Unfortunately, sometimes there are times where someone calls and has a need and we can't. You know, there aren't programs, but that also helps us kind of establish that as well, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what are the unmet needs? Our contact center actually serves 13 counties. So we take a lot of calls, about 5,000 calls a year. Ooh. And so, you know, it is interesting. And we recently just did a breakdown the last 6 months of how many calls that we've handled directly related to homelessness. Mm. So that's just an example. But we really dug into that, and we can do that kind of with any topic area. Yeah. But really looked into, you know, of those calls. So there were 86 calls directly related to homelessness, not necessarily to housing, but to being homeless. And of those, those calls were made by 68 different callers. So we know that there was some duplication, which tells us that the problem persists. And we know that. We know it's not often a one and done thing. But then also of those 86 calls, 26 of those we were unable to give them any research. There was nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, we couldn't find a program to refer mm-hmm. them through, or they had already visited this program, but for mm-hmm. whatever reason, you know, that didn't work out. So that's important for us to recognize as well, is where there are unmet needs or where we're unable to make referrals. Mm. So 26 of the calls didn't get a referral at all, but mm. I think what's really cool is 60 of them did. Yeah, so we have yeah. to think about that. But of those 60, we made 102 program referrals. So that's the other thing that's really awesome, is that it's not just one thing, right? We have multiple things to offer
right.
Through what we have. And I should also note that those calls, that was just Wood County. I referenced mm. us, you know, serving many counties. So we could break that down for each county, but we right. were just breaking it down because of a specific question, looking at Wood County. So again, yeah, February 11th is 211 day. We're very fortunate to partner with the City of Wisconsin Rapids for many, many years, you know, that mm-hmm. they will make an actual proclamation, which makes it fun, you know, just gives us an opportunity to promote and draw awareness around 211 in an even bigger way.
And you recently had a nice trip. You went and saw some of New Orleans and some Arizona, and you were out that way for a really important conference.
Yeah, so I did spend part of last week, before I took vacation, part of last week at the National ALICE Summit. And so ALICE is our measure on community hardship. So it's asset limited, income constrained employed. So these are our community members who perhaps are struggling, or perhaps are just earning over the poverty guideline, but and are doing okay, but are just one, you know, situation away mm-hmm. from maybe a financial hardship. So it was great to be with other like-minded United Ways and to really just be talking about what's happening in communities. You know, what are other communities doing? What should we be doing? What's appropriate for, you know, for our work? And I think that, you know, we often have a time and opportunity to connect, but it's usually electronic or over the phone. And to be in the same room with, you know, other small United Ways who are doing this work, you know, really it gives us an opportunity to understand impact, but it also energizes the work, right? Like it yes. gets you excited about yes. it. And hearing from, you know, a lot of the keynote speakers were folks who maybe grew up in an ALICE household mm. or, you know, had experience challenge and, yeah. and now are championing this cause. And I think that's really important. And then another thing that I really, a big takeaway for me was some of the employers that were represented mm. and talking about the things that they do to help their employees who might be, you know, kind of in that threshold.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and it doesn't always mean that they can just automatically bump wages way up,
sure.
but maybe they can do things like adjusting the start time so mm-hmm. that families don't have to find childcare before school, right? Right? So if mm-hmm. I could come after mm-hmm. after my kids are at school, mm-hmm. then I don't need that extra cost of that morning childcare, or just some really out of the box thinking and innovative solutions that are maybe seem like little things, but are game changers for families. So it was fantastic. I had a great opportunity, made a lot of really good connections, and I look forward to, you know, how that will help frame and shape our work.
We tell you all the time how much we appreciate you, the United Way, and everything you guys do in our community, the impact you make. I appreciate just as much the behind the curtain look that we get. I don't think we get the look that you give us oftentimes with nonprofits, and seeing the work and just everything, the grind that goes into being able to do this and collect that data to be able to apply it to your city, to be able to help your city and your town, your area, to your full, to the biggest strength of your abilities. Mm-hmm. And beyond that, to look for other opportunities. I appreciate that so much that okay, we could do this much. But when you can't do things, okay, how can we do that? Mm-hmm. How can we find ways to do that? It's one thing, we talked about this a little bit on the Sunrise Show. It's one thing to, okay, here's the data. Good luck. You know, it's another to be like, here's the data. Now let's put it to action. Let's do something. Well,
sometimes for us, it's really hard to scale because we see something that we like, yeah. but it's being done maybe in an urban area or in a really big area or something. So, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit of thought process too, to just think about, okay, how can we bring that down to a size that fits with the work that we're doing. So yeah, it's great. And it's really awesome that the ALICE project, the ALICE report, is now in 30 states.
Yeah.
And so, you know, continuing that momentum and really pushing and trying to get our neighbors, you know, our neighboring mm-hmm. states that are not part of it to be part of it, because it really has the potential to be a movement around, you know, measurement of of underemployment mm-hmm. and measurement of need. And what's really cool about it is it's unique to each area.
Yeah.
Because we know, but it's not widely recognized, but we know that it costs a different amount to live in Wisconsin Rapids than it does in another in another community. And the federal poverty measure is, that's what it is. It's a federal poverty guideline. So it's for the whole entire country. So I think that, you know, there's some opportunities that are coming out of this, and the more that the ALIS team can locate and leverage the data to support the work, you know, the better off that we're going to see our communities be. So it's fun to be part of that and learn from it and have those opportunities. The other thing, James, we did also have our annual meeting this week mm-hmm. on Wednesday. So just want to, you know, give a shout out to, we elected new directors. So we have a couple of new folks coming on, Brian Slinkman and Emily Weiler. So, and then we also had two outgoing directors mm-hmm. that had served 9 consecutive years on our board. So that's awesome.
Big,
and that was,
to them.
Yeah, Keith Wilkes and Lynn Knight. So thanks to them. And we also changed over our officers. So we are just, you know,
yeah, busy.
We're just, mm-hmm. I don't know, taking on the new year. Here we go.
We'll have you guys in on Midday Magazine soon to talk more about some of these things. Looking forward to it. Now, looking forward to talking with you throughout the show today. We're going to have some fun. We got good things on the way. We love our United Way. Find out more about the United Way at uwswac.org. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. Yep, got a lot of love for our United Way, and we're talking love, Terry. That was my segue.
Oh, boy.
Love stories. That's what we want here at WFHR. Go ahead and share your love stories with us. Got a couple more days to do this. We're going to do this right up until Valentine's Day. And we are able to do this thanks to our great friends at the Hotel Mead, Family Natural Foods, One Rose Greenhouse. What we do is we're going to collect all these stories, throw them in a hat, and grab a name out of there, and somebody's going to win a 2-night stay at the Hotel Mead. Great stuff from our friends at Family Natural Foods,
That's
One Rose
cool.
Greenhouse. We just want love stories. We want to hear how you met as a couple or any of those things.
What if it's not lovely?
It does.
I'm just teasing.
You know what? I think that's a good question, though, because what some people might think of as romantic might not be to others. And I think that's perfect to bring up because, hey, you might be hesitating like, oh, our story wasn't that special. Maybe it's special to us, you know?
Absolutely. It's special to you.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Exactly. So go ahead and share those stories with us. You can post them on our Facebook page. Just type in your search bar, WFHR, like the page, and go ahead and do that. You don't feel comfortable doing it that way, you can go ahead and either email us, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Or you can call up on the show here.
Yeah, give us a call.
715-424-2600. Call us up on the Civic Media app if you'd like. Call up and spread the love with us as we have some fun here talking love stories at WFHR. Looking forward to this. And a big thank you again to all those sponsors. Do such a great job putting back into this community and working with us. We appreciate them. Terry, we're going to take a time out. We will be back with more. We've got more in store coming up. El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner here at WFHR.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? one. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Score great savings on your bathroom update during Menards Super Sale. Check out our great selection of shower heads from Waterpik. They have innovative, sleek designs with Power Pulse Therapeutic Massage. Enjoy a better shower experience today with Waterpik. Right now, pick up a matte black dual dock 7-spray setting shower head for $49.99. Check out this and other great deals going on now during Menards Super Sale. Prices good through February 11th.
Save big money at Menards.
It is going to be cooler and still a little breezy today. Will be mostly cloudy with a high of 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 25 tomorrow. Sunny and even cooler, 34 for a high on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe. It's the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Yay! We celebrate birthdays not just today, but Saturday and Sunday as well. We appreciate our friends over at El Cafe. Go visit them. They're open right now over in beautiful Port Edwards at 221 Market Avenue. Looking at their Facebook page, they are wishing everybody a good morning. They got some great specials going on over there. Go check it out, everybody. El Cafe, right in Port Edwards.
You know, we should probably go.
Yes, we got to go. We got to. I haven't been there in too long. It's been a while since
I've
been there.
We should do maybe we should do the show there some morning.
I'd love
that. They have
that.
A little side room now
they
where
do.
They can host like parties and that kind of thing. We could just do the whole show there.
Terry, you have been around me too much,
I think.
Just
bring us bacon.
So I was on their Facebook page and I was looking at this beautiful like back room that they've designed and everything. And the first thing I thought of was, oh, we could set up over there. I'm thinking, oh, we could put this here. We could put that right there.
We should. Yeah. I think, and then every half an hour, they can just bring us like 4 strips of bacon.
I mean, it's just so we can get more bacon. It's just, I mean, no, we want to celebrate El Cafe. We love our friends over at El Cafe. Thanks so much for sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club. What they do is they're giving you a chance as we grab qualifiers every day at the beginning of every month. You or your partner, if you're celebrating an anniversary, could be the winners of two $20 gift certificates from our friends over at El Cafe. A big thank you to them for joining us and being a part of the team here. We want to get more qualifiers, so send us your birthdays and anniversaries. info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. While you're sharing your love stories, go ahead and share your birthdays and anniversaries. I mean, you're sharing an anniversary, might as well tell us how that happened.
Good point.
And of course, we can have you call in. Call up 715-424-2600. You're listening to us on the Civic Media app. Thank you. You can go ahead and just 1-2 touches away from getting a hold of us.
I'm curious how many anniversaries you're going to have on February 14th.
Yeah, I am too. That's always an interesting one to me when it comes to that. We'll have to see. We'll see. But for now, we look at our list for today and this weekend. And Terry, we've got twos all across the board. I got two qualifiers for every day. So I need a one or a two
all
for today.
Let's do 1, 2, 1.
1, 2, 1. All right. That gives us those qualifiers. There we go. So we can get right into the celebrating. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Gina Lynn Heath.
Happy birthday, Gina.
Enjoy your day, Gina. Hope it's a great one for you. And we wish a happy anniversary to our qualifiers celebrating their 39th anniversary, good friends of ours, Bob and Linda Garski.
Happy anniversary, guys.
We wish you guys the best. Bob is awesome. Bob's a great one. And Linda, I've rambled about many, many times on these airwaves. My favorite director, the Scorsese to my De Niro. I've worked with Linda quite a bit. And as much as I love working with Linda, the person, Linda, is so much more valuable to us as a community, as people. We love Linda. That laugh alone, let's be honest, that laugh alone. I mean, Bob, Linda, enjoy your 39th, you two. I hope it's a great one for you. It's a great couple, too. They're a great couple. We look at Saturday, and we have happy birthday to Betsy Mansell.
Happy birthday, Betsy.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. I've always liked the name Betsy. It's a good name. And also, great name, Lalia Ott, celebrating a birthday. She's our qualifier.
Happy birthday.
Lalia, you think I'm saying that right, Terry? Let me take a look at that. Lalia.
Layla?
Maybe. Yeah. Want to make sure to get
I'm
it right.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's a beautiful name,
though. It's
pretty. It's pretty. That's a great name, and you're our qualifier, Lelou, so enjoy your day. And we take a look at Sunday, and we wish a happy birthday to Gwen Martin.
Happy birthday, Gwen.
And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Vince Leewood.
Happy birthday, Vince.
Enjoy your days, everybody. Hope it's a great one for you. Celebrate. Have fun. Enjoy.
Oh, they get Super Bowl birthdays.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's got to be pretty cool, I would think. We take a look at our celebrity list for today. Michael B. Jordan is 37. Creed star also was
not the Michael Jordan.
No, but they always got to put that B in there. but you know, I'll tell you, almost as talented. He's good. His work in Creed is really good. He's done some other great stuff, but his work as Killmonger in Black Panther is untouchable. It is incredible work. Like he made. I love Chadwick Boseman, and Chadwick Boseman was a perfect Black Panther. Was very good in it. Michael B. Jordan made that movie. Like his performance is stellar. Stellar. Tom Hiddleston is 43, another MCU alum. He is Loki. Tom has been in a lot of things, though. Great actor. Great actor. Zia Zhang is 45. She is from Memoirs of a Geisha, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Rush Hour 2, House of Flying Daggers. Incredible actor. Wonderful, wonderful actor. And just as talented as she is in martial arts as she is as acting. One of my favorites, Charlie Day, is 48 today. Benny in the Lego movies, Charlie, I Know It's Always Sunny, Dale in the Horrible Bosses movies. I love Charlie Day. Fantastic actor. He and Jennifer Aniston in the Horrible Bosses movies are just so dang funny. So funny.
So I started watching like the first one, and then I forget what happened. Like I got interrupted, and I never went back to it. But I would go back because it was... pretty funny.
It was so fun. It was so good. Like, I've always liked Jennifer Aniston. I've always thought she was a very funny actor. That's the role for me that stands out above all of her other ones as far as, like, comedically. Like, it's so good. Travis Tritt, 61 today. Country superstar. Gave us the Best of Intentions and a bunch of other songs. We're playing some Travis today. It's hard to say, like, if you just start rambling his hits, I feel like you're going to leave some out and everything. Holly Johnson is 64. Frankie Goes to Hollywood singer. Relax. That's it. That's all we got.
I was going to say, what else do they?
I thought for a second there. I'm like, no, the only other songs they had were like remixes of Frankie Goes, Relax.
So would we call them a one-hit wonder?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not,
I think so.
Yeah. I don't mean that in a derogatory way. Just, you got to kind of call them that, I think. Ciarán Hinds is 71, Irish character actor, played Mainz in the Game of Thrones, was in a couple of other things like that. He was in Dumbledore's brother in the Harry Potter movies. Judith Light is 75. The mom on Who's the Boss.
That's what I remember her most from.
Yeah. She was in a couple of other things too, certainly, but good actor, and she was great in that. Mia Farrow is 79 today. Wow. Mia Farrow, another big name. Joe Pesci is 81. Goodfellas, Casino. A lot of people think he plays the same character all the time. He does not.
Sometimes it kind of seems like it.
It's pretty close, though. It's pretty close. My Cousin Vinny, of course, a great role by him. One of our better character actors of all time, Joe Pesci. And some of the most famous lines ever.
Yeah.
What am I? What make you laugh? What am I, a clown to you? What am I making funny? Joe Pesci, so good. And my mom's favorite singer songwriter of all time. Happy birthday! Happy 82nd birthday to Carole King. Hall of Fame songwriter, Hall of Fame rock and roll, all of the above. I Feel the Earth, You Got a Friend, You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman, Will You Love Me Tomorrow, The Locomotion. Because Carole King didn't just write hits for herself, but James Taylor and other artists, incredible artists. It got a Broadway play based on her music as well.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
Yeah. I am biased as all get out when it comes to Carole King, but I don't think it matters. I think everything I'm saying holds pretty true. She's quite the artist. And love that she is still out there doing stuff. You know, she's still working, still working hard. Taking a look at Saturday's birthdays, Elizabeth Banks is 50 on Saturday. You knew her as Effie in The Hunger Games and the Pitch Perfect movies. She directed those. She also directed the latest Charlie's Angels. Good actor, too. Let's see here. Roberta Flack is 87 Saturday. Ooh.
Wow.
First Time I Ever Saw Your Face, The Closer I Get, Where's the Love, but of course Killing Me Softly. That's the one.
Yeah.
Man, that song will never get old to me. Never.
I like that song too.
Love that song. Let's see here. And Robert Wagner, going to be 94 on Saturday. Dizzo's dad on NCIS. He's, of course, the evil henchman in Austin Powers movies. He's so good in that. But I remember...
Heart to Heart? Remember that?
That's what I was going to say is Heart to Heart. That's what I remember him from. Good actor. Good actor, Robert
Wagner. Who was the woman in that? Stephanie Powers?
Yes, I want to say you're... Boy, wow, you pulled that one out. I couldn't have even pulled that one out. I'm pretty sure you're right. Yeah,
I think so.
Wow,
I don't know for sure, but I think so.
I think so. You know what?
I liked that show.
It was a fun show, yeah. Taking a look, wrapping up our birthday and anniversary club with Sunday. Brandy is 45 on Sunday. Wow. D'Angelo is 50. Another big singer. Oh, my gosh. Jennifer Aniston is 55 on Sunday.
See? There we go.
That's hilarious. And the audience doesn't need me to ramble about Jennifer Aniston. I already did. Good actor. Good actor. I like Jennifer Aniston. Sheryl Crow is 62 on Sunday.
I like Sheryl Crow.
Good one.
I'm a big fan.
Yeah, me too. And then some people no longer with us, like the great, the legend, Burt Reynolds, would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, born in 1936. One of the greatest mustaches of all time, greatest laughs, greatest smiles. I grew up loving Burt Reynolds. Man, yeah, Burt Reynolds, he can do it all. I'm a big fan, first of all. And a huge fan, one of my biggest comedic influences, Leslie Nielsen, born on Sunday, would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, born in 1926. Of course, Leslie Nielsen, famous from Airplane movies.
He's Naked Gun too, right?
He is Naked Gun. Oh yeah, he is. He is famous for all of those. The thing that I always looked up to about him was his delivery, and I am not a comedic person. I'm not a comedic actor naturally. Neither was he, but he made a huge career off of it.
But he had that like twinkle in his eye and that smart aleck grin.
Yes.
I always felt like he would, I'd like to see him somewhere, or like not see him in a movie or on TV, but like actually see him doing like stand up or something, because yes, I'd love to hear what comes out of his mouth after the grin. You know he's holding back.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. Great actor. And great birthdays and anniversaries today. We wish a happy one to everybody celebrating out there. Keep getting them to us, everybody, so we can keep celebrating with you and our friends at El Cafe. Go ahead and visit them right now. They're 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Go wish them a good morning from all of us. And stick around, everybody. After our news break, we're going to make you the star of the day with our friends from Culver's here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Local governments across Wisconsin are getting more than $138 million in the first quarterly payments for this year's general transportation aids. The money helps cover the costs of building, maintaining, and operating roads and streets under local jurisdiction. Local governments will get $536 million throughout the year. That's 2% more than local governments got last year under the previous state budget. It's tax season again. The AARP has 120 tax aid locations around Wisconsin to give seniors some free help filing their taxes. The AARP's Darren Wasniewski.
Even a modest refund for somebody who's, you know, living on Social Security can go a long way to helping alleviate some of the financial stress that they might be under.
Help is available in person or online. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service has issued a public health alert for ready-to-eat chicken burrito products. The products have been recalled by Rizzo Lopez Foods because they may be contaminated with Listeria monocytogenes. The product has an Amazon Kitchen label that contains chicken chile verde burrito with rice, black beans, and Monterey Jack. If you have this product in your refrigerator or freezer, you should throw it away or return it to the place of purchase. Listeriosis can cause flu-like symptoms, confusion, loss of balance, and convulsions, sometimes preceded by diarrhea or other gastrointestinal symptoms. The playground equipment in Bram Park in Marshfield will soon be removed for safety reasons. The city had already planned to replace it in 2025. The broken pieces are dangerous to children and too expensive to fix or replace. It will be removed and the brand new playground installed next year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks with another loss.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks slump continues. They lost at home to the Timberwolves, 129-105. Doc Rivers says his team was tired from their five-game road trip. Rivers asked about the team trading for one of his former players on the 76ers, Patrick Beverley.
He is a very, very high IQ player, especially defensively, and even offensively with his movement and stuff and setting picks. He's also an instigator. He's a big talker defensively, not meaning trash talk, meaning he talks on defense, and I think those are some of the things that we need.
The Bucks also traded Robin Lopez to the Sacramento Kings for a cash consideration. Robin showed up to the Bucks game reading a book. His twin brother, Brooke, back after missing three games, was asked if he spotted Robin in the seats in street clothes.
Did you notice Robin sitting courtside, eating popcorn?
Yeah, he was there. He's found a way to show up somehow.
That's the Bucks' Brooke Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like three.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
It is going to be cooler and still a little breezy today. We'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 25 tomorrow. Sunny and even cooler, 34 for a high on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What we're about to do, Terry and I, is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 424-2600. You can get in touch with us even faster using the Civic Media app. Just call up and join the conversation. Give us the answer. And as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, boom, just like that, you're going to win a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. That is two adult meals, two kids' meals. That is Culvers. That is free Culvers.
That sounds awesome.
And Terry, we have this weekend our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings with their final home games of the season as we get ready for a playoff run over there. I think, you know what? Let's throw some River Kings tickets
in there.
We're going to do that as well.
So dinner and entertainment.
Yes, dinner and a show, everybody. Yes,
cool.
As we would continue to support our River Kings as they build hockey up and down the river. We're going to give you some River Kings tickets to go along with this family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers.
Great idea.
We got to give it away, though, so let's go ahead and get to the given. Let's look at where we go. There we go. All right, let's go ahead and get ready to call up 715-424-2600. Tell us what TV show this is from. Wow.
I would have had no idea.
Really?
Yeah.
No? Wow. Okay, here we go. Let's see if we got ourselves a winner here. Good morning. What's your answer?
The
A-Team?
Yay! Nice job!
Nice, yes. Thank you so much. Ooh, where's my winning bell? Where is my win? There we go. Now it's official. Nicely done. Can we get your first name?
Sandy.
Thank you so much, Sandy. Did you know that one right away? I had to think about it.
My husband gave me the answer.
Right on. Good
oh,
man.
That means you have to take him to Culver's,
yes,
I bet.
Yes, that does kind of mean you have to share it, though, now. That does. Sandy, what town are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
Right on. Got ourselves a Rapids winner. That is awesome. Well, Sandy, thank you and your husband for listening. We appreciate you guys doing that. You got not only some free Culver's, but some River King tickets. We're going to have four things from Culver's here of the family pack and four River King's tickets for you right here at our front desk, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you, but we wish you a great weekend. Thank you for listening, and you are our newest star of the day, Sandy. Congratulations. Yeah, A-Team, I actually thought that this would be an easy one. I thought this would be easy. You didn't know this one either?
No. I mean, when I was a kid, like my best friend in elementary school, she had two older brothers. And so they, when this show came out, they were like all over it and watched it constantly.
Yeah.
I mean, I can remember watching it a few times, but not, I mean, of course, Mr. T. Yes, I get that part. But
pitiful.
But I would not have known that at all.
I love this show. It was amazing. It was awesome. I don't remember a darn thing
about
it.
Do you have like a full-size conversion van?
I wanted the van. I wanted the toy van. I think they sold the toy van. I wanted
and the necklaces. They sold the Mr. T necklaces too.
That's right.
Too.
Yeah. From January of 1983 to March of 1987, the A-Team drove around the country saving and helping people. It was awesome. Face was awesome. Oh, there's so many cool characters. Great show. Great show. And thank you to Sandy and her husband for playing along. We greatly appreciate that. Be listening every Friday for another opportunity to be our next star of the day. And of course, a gigantic thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids River Kings, Coach Peckman and the gang over there doing a great job. Keep on doing what you're doing, gang. And we a gigantic thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Not just our Culver's, but Culver's in general. Wherever you got a Culver's, you got a business that puts back into their community. We appreciate them so much. And of course, the food.
And you've got great food.
The food.
Yes.
The food's so good. Now Terry and I are going to be hungry all morning. We're going to talk to Sandy. We'll come back and have some more fun right here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 7 on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app. Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine. Saturdays at 2 on locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
If you're an employer, then you know the endless search for quality candidates can be daunting, but it doesn't have to be with ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology starts sending you qualified candidates immediately after you post your job. See for yourself why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/40. That's ZipRecruiter.com/40. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help. Anyone can call or text 988 or chat via 988wisconsin.org to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. Trained counselors are here to support anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. You can also contact 988 if you are concerned about someone. 988 is confidential and free to all Wisconsin residents. 988, 24/7. Call, text, chat. Here to support you. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Hey Badger fans, you've only got a few more chances to catch your nationally ranked Badger men's hockey team at the Kohl Center this season. Secure your tickets today and join us for the historic 75th season of Badger men's hockey. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
It is going to be cooler and still a little breezy today. We'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 25 tomorrow. Sunny and even cooler, 34 for a high on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great Friday out there. Happy Friday, everybody. We
Yay!
Made it. We made it. It's Friday. They can't take that from us. We got some good stuff lined up for you this morning. We're going to get into. I want to touch on if your TV's ready for the Super Bowl. We want to get into that. That's coming up for you a little bit. But let's start right here, Terry. And kind of it is a local good story of the day. As we get ready for the Super Bowl, we have a Super Bowl winner, sort of. Well, sort of. We have a repeat winner at the Super Bowl in Las Vegas. And no, not the Super Bowl that you're thinking of. We're talking about the Super Bowl of Masonry. It's the 22nd annual Spec Mix Bricklayer 500 World Championship. Most people just call it the Super Bowl of Masonry. And this year's winner was Michael Schuland, who defended his title from last year. And he's from Wausau.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Wisconsinite there. And he's now the competition's first ever back-to-back champ since it started back in 2003. Michael laid 752 bricks in 1 hour to claim the title of world's best bricklayer. He won a new Chevy Silverado Supreme Crew 4x4 truck, an Essex Pro 12 mixer, and more than 15 G's in cash and prizes.
Isn't that cool? Ooh,
nice. I'm happy for Michael. Happy for this. Happy for the local good story. I'm very, very, very happy to see this kind of being celebrated. You know,
like, yeah. And imagine, I mean, I'm thinking you got to be fairly physically fit to lay 750 bricks in 1 hour.
Man. Yeah. I watched this and it was awesome. I don't know if you would think off the top of your head, this would be very entertaining and all that to watch. I would watch this in person. Like, it was actually really entertaining. Maybe I come from a construction background, so maybe that's some of it, but I thought it was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Like, and you ain't kidding, Terry, like the way he was doing this. It didn't just look professional. Like, you would think, okay, they're doing this a rush job or something. No, they're doing it, like, actually professionally.
Like, it had to be quality.
Yeah, quality and fast. And that's impressive
good
to
me. Good for him. Like, that's really cool.
Good local good story of the day. A shout out to Michael and all of his friends and family and the people he works with and everything. That's a cool story. Now, as far as the Super Bowl goes, it's Super Bowl on Sunday. And here are four tips on how to get your TV ready so it looks and sounds its best. I almost miss the days of the antenna and trying to get things in, and that panic you had,
like where you fit when it was sitting on top of the TV and you had to move it, or
a little of that, or you had to hold it or something.
Because we had the antenna, you know, outside up on the roof, but you had the little dial inside the house to move
it. Same here, yeah. I don't know. There was something about like a big moment like this that you were building towards and you were waiting for, and then that one little thing could like throw it all off. We've had that with cable too, though. Especially,
oh, yeah.
I've gone to shout out Romano's every Super Bowl Sunday, because I've spent so many Super Bowl Sundays at Romano's, and shout out to all the good people over there. They've never had this happen, but I have been at a bar before where we're all geared up or ready to go, and it's not coming up on the screen, and the owner's trying to get it on, and like 5 minutes have gone by.
Now it's, you know, sometimes you go and you're using your TV if you're streaming and it's buffering.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he's just like circling. Ah.
Well, I almost forgot this. The last time the Bears were in the Super Bowl, which obviously to most people feels like it was 90 years ago.
I was just going to say, when?
So there was one highlight if you're a Bear fan from that game, and it's Devin Hester's opening kickoff. And congratulations to Devin Hester on getting into the Hall of Fame. He's very deserving of it. I and my best friend, Chris, were rushing, trying to get, you know, some things for the game and all that. We get there, and I just barely catch the kickoff. I just barely catch that play, and it starts off so good, and everything went downhill after that. But I got to see that at least I got to see that, but I just barely caught it. And if the TV wasn't ready to go, wouldn't have been able to catch it. So here are some tips on how to get your TV super ready for the game. Super ready for the game. Worked all night on that. Check your setup.
You should sleep instead.
Probably. The Super Bowl is being broadcast on CBS this year, which can get with any cable subscription or antenna. If you've cut the cord, you'll need Paramount Plus or another streaming service that carries the channel, like Fubo or Hulu Plus Live TV or anything like that. Have a solid internet connection. That is vital for this. If you're streaming the game, you'll need plenty of bandwidth, so maybe upgrade your internet speeds just for this month. A lot of people have already done that.
Do it quick.
Yeah, yeah, right. If you're hosting a big party with a lot of people, you might want to have a backup plan ready to go, like an antenna or something like that, just in case. We were just kind of touching on that.
Or like, don't let anyone use your Wi-Fi when they come in.
Right,
you know, yes, everybody turn off your phone.
Yeah. Use a sound bar. As TVs get thinner and thinner, the audio quality keeps going down. If you can't shell out the surround sound system, a basic sound bar will do good. I also know a lot of people that use their, because a lot of us nowadays have these wireless,
a speaker, like an Alexa or something.
Speaker, yeah. So a lot of people are using those. But there's two crux, there's two things that get my, gears here. The thinning of the TVs I have no problem with. But how do you, get some sound in those things, man? Put some speakers in those. We're paying a lot for these things. Put some darn speakers in them at the very least. I hate the idea of you buy something, spend all this money on something, and oh yeah, you need this piece.
Yeah.
Video game systems used to do that to us. The old Nintendos and the old PlayStations and everything. You'd spend 100-some bucks on this system and $50 on a game. You get it home, you're like, oh yeah, you need an RF adapter. Like, what? What? Drove me nuts. And tweak the picture. You can find guides on the internet for how to best calibrate your specific TV for football. If you don't want to mess around with doing it yourself, Consumer Reports suggests choosing the movie or cinema settings.
I was going to say, you're only 2 days out. I'm not sure messing around with that now is a good idea.
Agreed.
But you could pick a preset, like they're saying, yes, like cinema or movie. But I'm not sure you should just be going in and changing all your stuff.
And if you're going to do it now. Do it now because you want to
give
yourself
some time. Because you're going to be mad on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. And I actually agree with that. Movie or cinema setting usually works fine. Like, you don't have to tinker with this too much.
Yeah.
Nowadays, these TVs are pretty set up for this kind of stuff. And honestly, you've probably been watching football all year on that TV with those settings. Are you really going to notice a difference? We're so spoiled with these TVs nowadays. You could see the mesh on their jerseys.
Isn't that crazy?
It's incredible. Yeah. How much more detail do you truly need? And I you're probably going to be all right. And enjoy the game. Enjoy the game. It doesn't matter if your team's in it or not, or if you got a rooting interest or not. It's the last big game of the year. Let's enjoy it. We will be back with more. We got good stuff coming up for you. I'm going to talk a little bit the Super Bowl by the numbers, and also want to get into it being National Pizza Day. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR.
The Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
It is going to be cooler and still a little breezy today. We'll be mostly cloudy with a high of 41 this afternoon. The wind out of the west at around 15 to 25. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 25 tomorrow. Sunny and even cooler, 34 for a high on Sunday. Sunshine with a high of 35. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show at WFHR. Terry and James here with you. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. As you and I were just saying how we're rooting for Kansas City, and then I just couldn't help playing for
that
this
was
one.
Fun.
Couldn't help playing this one, yeah.
Puts a little spring in your step.
Yeah. As we get just a little bit more Super Bowl talk in our entertainment section, we're going to wrap up the Super Bowl commercials for you. And we've got a bunch of useless facts that you might need or don't need for the Super Bowl. If you get bored during the game, maybe you can throw some of these out there. Like the number 6. That is the number of Super Bowl appearances by the Kansas City Chiefs, counting this year's game. They've got 3 wins out of those 6. Of course, many longtime fans of football and the Green Bay Packers will remember the first time Kansas City showed up in the Super Bowl. I do believe everybody liked the outcome in this state of that one. 8. That is the number of Super Bowl appearances by the San Francisco 49ers. They've got 5 wins, looking to get their 6th, and I believe that will tie them with the Steelers and Steelers and Cowboys, or is it just the Steelers? I think somebody else got 6 Super Bowl titles.
I don't know.
Yeah. And one previous Super Bowl meeting between the Chiefs and Niners, that was Super Bowl 54. Chiefs won 31-20. 71,835. That is the number of fans expected at Alliance Stadium. 1.1 billion. That's the expected boost to their local economy.
Isn't that crazy?
It's
pretty cool.
I don't even know how to wrap our brain around billions sometimes when we think about that. That's incredible. Also, a big reason why maybe you're not going to be able to have the Super Bowl in Green Bay, but having the draft in Green Bay, whoo. That impact, that doesn't just affect Green Bay or Door County or anything like that. That impacts Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's huge, having the draft. I cannot wait for that. Let's see. $275, that's the projected spending per Super Bowl tourist on food and drinks over the 4 days. $275. Are you kidding me? Like, really? Like, times that by, like, at least 3.
I was just going to say, okay, good. At first, when you were like, really? I thought you were going to say that was a lot. I'm like, to me, that does not sound like a lot
no.
at all. For, I thought they were going to say on the day, not over the course of 4 days.
Right.
Like in Las Vegas?
Like in an hour in Vegas, you're going to... Well, let's just say a normal weekend in Vegas, whatever that is going to cost you something like this. On Super Bowl weekend, when everybody raises their prices and everything,
It used to kind of be back in the day... You know, you'd go to Vegas and it's like all the food was actually quite inexpensive because you were spending all your money gambling and on drinks. But to me, that seems low.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. 112.2 million. That's the number of people who will either throw or attend a Super Bowl party. 1.45 billion. That's the number of chicken wings that will be eaten. 10 million pounds of ribs, 11.3 million pounds of potato chips, and 250 million pounds of avocados. Wow. 35% of people will order pizza. 50 million cases of beer will be sold. 90%, that's how much beer is consumed on Super Bowl Sunday than the average day. 90% more.
I was going to ask you, when you said how much beer would be sold, I'm like, let's talk about how much is going to get drank, how much is sold.
And $1.3 billion, that is the amount that will be legally wagered on the game. Dang. That's
a lot. So that's illegally wagered. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know that there's side betting going on everywhere else. So that's interesting.
Yeah. Some interesting stats from the day. And today is National Pizza Day. Now, maybe it should be on Sunday. That would seem to work well. But Domino's alone expects to sell around 2 million pizzas for Super Bowl Sunday. That's 30% more than their normal Sunday. And they say that most popular topping is pepperoni. Wings are a popular Super Bowl option as well. Buffalo Wild Wings says that they'll sell around 11 million, making it the biggest wing day of the year for them. And some of us don't plan to order anything, though. A new poll found around 1 in 4 Super Bowl viewers will order food, 57%. And 14% don't plan to eat at all during the game, and others plan to make their own food.
20% don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Of course. But apparently, the last couple of years, the numbers for ordering out have gone down, and a lot of people are just making their own stuff.
Yeah, we always just do our own. I mean, but it's not a meal. You know, it's always like snacky stuff. Or pizza, yes, would be fine. But I haven't even figured out my menu yet, and it's my turn.
Oh.
But whatever.
You'll be fine. You'll think of something. Yeah. Otherwise, order some.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Grubhub says cheese pizza seems a bigger bump in sales than any other food during the Super Bowl.
Cheese pizza.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Why?
Oh, well, I got this. You're ordering for more people than you usually are. And you want to get a topping that everybody's going to like.
Okay.
I don't know why more people don't do this. You say you got somebody there that likes pepperoni, somebody likes anchovy. You order a cheese pizza and just order side toppings. And they can put the toppings on there as they want.
Oh.
It's colder. It's not the same, but it's a little bit something.
I think I would probably get, like, killed if... I'm just saying about, you know, like... If all of a sudden I'm like, hey, guys, we got pizza, and I open up all the boxes, and it's all cheese.
Yeah. It doesn't go over well. In my head, it sounds really good. On paper, it seems good. We buy 17% more slices per order on Super Bowl Sunday compared to an average pizza purchase. A 2023 poll found our 5 favorite toppings are pepperoni, sausage, extra cheese, mushrooms, and chicken. Pineapple is now the 6th most popular topping in America. Our least favorite topping is by far and away is anchovies. Jalapenos are a distant second. Pineapple made the list as well in third place.
On both ends.
On both ends. That's interesting. Eggplant and broccoli are also on there. And 73% of us will eat pizza at least a few times a month. That seems about right.
Yeah,
that seems pretty right.
I'm in.
Actually, wouldn't have been. Definitely. That number's a lot higher for me. 11% usually eat their pizza with a fork and knife.
Really? Who are they?
I just don't know. That might be a deal breaker for me. If I'm on a first date with somebody and they're eating, I'm kidding, but I don't know if I'm there.
It does depend, though. Sometimes if you get like a deeper dish pizza, sometimes you can't pick it up. You know what I mean? Like you literally can't pick it up.
I will say that's your fault for eating deep dish pizza.
I don't disagree.
I'm joking. I'm just kidding. But no, you're right about that, though. That's the best way to probably
like,
eat
to me,
that.
Even sometimes Rockies, their slices are hard to eat, are hard to pick up and eat.
Yeah, no, that's a good
those one, I would eat with a knife and fork, but when you see like people eating hand tossed or thin crust pizza with a fork, come on.
USA Today did a big roundup for National Pizza Day deals. Nothing too crazy this year, but Fridays are always a big day for pizza. On average, 5.2 million orders going out today. We are going to come back in next hour with a bunch of good stuff. We've got some good stories for you. Some That Ain't Right stories. Going to touch on a little bit of entertainment news. We'll get into something Christian Bale is doing that's pretty cool. We got our final roundup of Super Bowl ads. I want to touch on that. And what's new on your small screen this weekend. That is coming up, along with some stories that we have been hanging on to that I think you're going to enjoy, everybody. There's some good stuff coming up right there, right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W2.